Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. The Tallahassee Police Department quickly made an arrest following a bomb threat to the state capitol overnight. The Florida Capitol complex was swept by law enforcement and canine units. Nothing suspicious was found, and the capitol reopened to employees at 9 this morning. Mark Wayne Clark was arrested at a bar for a false bomb threat in reference to a state-owned property. President Biden is putting into play his national COVID-19 strategy to ramp up vaccinations and testing, reopen schools and businesses, and increase the use of masks. It includes a requirement that Americans mask up for travel. Biden is signing 10 virus-related executive orders today as the nation is deep in the deadliest wave of the pandemic and facing worrisome new mutations. Biden has vowed to take more aggressive measures than his predecessor to contain the virus, but he faces steep obstacles, including uncertainty over whether congressional Republicans will help pass his $1.9 trillion coronavirus package. The Hillsborough County Commission has rejected an expanded face mask rule that would have required face coverings outside bars and restaurants. The Tampa Bay Times reports instead the county made its proposal a recommendation, not a requirement, for outdoor service areas of bars and restaurants. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its COVID-19 antibody drug can prevent illness among residents and staff of nursing homes and other long-term care locations. It's the first major study to show that it may prevent disease. The drug maker said participants who got the drug had up to a 57% lower risk of getting COVID-19. Among nursing home residents only, there was up to an 80% reduction in risk. Last year, U.S. regulators allowed emergency use of the treatment for mild or moderate COVID-19 cases that do not require hospitalization. The pandemic has devastated nursing homes and other long-term care locations. For nearly two decades, Florida businesses have tried to get the state legislature to require the payment of sales taxes on items bought online. That includes books, clothes, and music. Steve Bosquet reports taxing online sales may finally have the momentum it needs to pass after all these years.
Florida doesn't tax personal income, so it's highly dependent on a 6% sales tax to pay for schools, health care, and other programs. Florida is also one of just two states, along with Missouri, that does not require payment of sales taxes on items consumers buy online. If Senate Appropriations Chairwoman Kelly Stargell has her way, this year could be different.
The internet sales tax issue is tax that we should have been collecting, and unfortunately Florida has not done a good job of collecting that.
The state is in desperate need of money because of a pandemic-induced budget crisis. The online tax bill has failed for years, despite broad support from the state's politically influential business community. Senator Stargell says the state needs to raise money, and it's time to end the online sales tax loophole.
So I feel that we're going to really shore that up and join the other states. We're thinking we're one of only two who are not collecting it in a more efficient way, so we're going to do that this year as well and make sure that those taxes that are due Florida actually get to Florida to be used.
Republicans still face the challenge of convincing enough of their colleagues that it is not a tax increase, but a tax collection issue. Taxing internet sales has broad bipartisan support. One sponsor is Senator Joe Gruters of Sarasota, the chairman of the Republican Party of Florida, who got the bill through two committees last year before it died again.
This is long overdue from a policy standpoint and from a revenue standpoint. It gives us a lot of opportunities to go fund other projects by collecting this tax. And I could safely say, as a practicing tax CPA, this is not a tax increase. This tax is currently owed.
Gruter's current version of the bill is Senate Bill 50. It'll be heard next Monday in the Senate Commerce and Tourism Committee. Past supporters have included the Florida Chamber of Commerce, Associated Industries, Florida Retail Federation, and major big box retailers such as Walmart and Best Buy. I'm Steve Bosquet.
U.S. officials say President Biden is proposing to Russia a five-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire next month. Russia has said for some time that it will welcome an extension of the new START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but under conditions that were rejected by Russia. The White House press secretary now says President Biden has confidence in FBI Director Chris Wray and plans to keep him in the job. FBI directors are given 10-year terms, meaning leadership of the bureau is generally unaffected by changes in presidential administrations. Here's the weather tonight: partly cloudy, overnight lows in the mid-50s, tomorrow breezy and 75 and sunny. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.